Once again, I am blessed to share God's word with you.
今天的讲的经文呢, 刚才已经读过了。
Today's sermon, the scripture we read already.
那边有一个字是常常出现的, 叫收割。
There's one word that always frequently come up, is the harvest.
我们大概有些人呢, 不太懂得怎么叫收割。
Reaping the harvest. None of us don't know what is reaping the harvest mean.
我也不懂, 因为我是在城市出生的长大的。
So I don't know too because I'm born, raised up in the city.
不过呢, 有谁懂得收割的?
Who know about such a reaping the harvest? Anybody know?
收割呢是个好快乐的事情。
Reaping a harvest is actually a happy time.
因为你曾经 用过劳苦努力。 杀种耕耘, 最后收割了。
Because you're using a lot of hard work and spread the seed and then you reap the harvest.
我们虽然没有这个经验, 收割的经验,
even though some of us may not have this experience,
但是我们可以有时候可以这样体会的。
But sometimes we can feel this feeling.
比方说我的儿子, 我养大他了，养育他了。
For example, my son, I raise him up.
他读完书，找到工作了。
He finished his education and then found a job.
他在我生日的时候, 他就用他的薪水去买了一个 iPad 给我。
When his first salary got it, he used his salary money to buy an iPad for me.
我就有个收割的感觉了。
So I have this feeling of reaping the harvest.
所以呢, 收割不一定是要你耕种才有收割的。 你努力个的东西到有个结果，那个就收割了。
And what you accomplish, then you reaping what the result is. That's the heart.
刚才所读的圣经里面，我们看到 耶稣提到收割的时候，其实他提到两种的收割。
When we read about reaping a harvest, we had talked about Jesus talked about two type of harvest.
一种收割呢，就是当时一般人的所认为的收割。
And one type of harvest is that whatever they felt that at that time, the reaping the harvest, the actual reaping the harvest.
他们认为, 距离收割的时候还有四个月。
They know that they see that they, still 4 months until the harvest time.
所以那个他是直到这种他们种田的, 还有四个月才可以收到
What he's saying is that until 4 months they will really actually reap the harvest. They see the what they plant.
他们在等待做那四个月之后那一种的收割。
They will have to wait for until 4 months. Then they really reap the physical harvest.
那耶稣说，除了这种收割之外呢？
And Jesus said that beside this type of harvesting,
其实呢，你举目看田，就说你看看这个世界。
And actually, you look at in front of you, look at the whole world, the field.
其实呢，有好多的庄稼已经熟了，已经够时候了，应该收割了。他是这样说的。
There's actually a lot of harvest already ripe for reaping.
那个他所指的是那些有需要的人，他需要帮助。
What he mean is what Jesus meant is that they see that people. This harvest represents people who need our help.
这个世界上有好多有需要的人，你是可以去收割庄稼了，收割带领他们信主，让他们认识神。
What he meant is that a lot of people in this world they are ready to be harvest, and then they need us to lead them to Christ.
我特别请大家注意，有些我所讲的是有需要的人。 其实那些需要，就是让我们可以去收割的那个时候了。
We can see what I try to emphasize is that we have to look at the people who have special need, and then we go there and reap the harvest.
比方说，我们 去帮助我们中国的那些特别困难的儿童。
For example, when we go to China to help the special need children there,
那些有需要的儿童,
those special needed children is our harvest, what we have to reap.
你知道了, 人家需要了, 在某个时刻, 要不然他就度过了, 要不然他就度不过了。
You know that sometimes when we're seeing a special need or special circumstances, sometimes they will go past it, they won't need us, or sometimes they cannot go past it.
主耶稣鼓励我们要面对人的需要, 要帮助他们。
And Jesus especially asks us to have to face what the people's difficulty is and comfort them in their difficulty.
每一个需要都是个机会，收割的机会。
Every need is an opportunity for us.
但是需要了是会过去的。
But those needs certainly will be gone.
过去之后，你就没有机会了。
Once the need is gone, and you have no more opportunity.
我曾经有一位姐妹这样跟我说过，她已经是个基督徒了。
I have one time a sister who's Christian say to me.
不过呢，她好像在提醒我一件事情。
He remind me of one thing.
当人有需要的时候，你要帮助他。
When people are in need, you have to help them.
你才可以去收割他。
So you can reap this harvest.
收割不是个坏的、不好的东西，收割就是。 他是成熟了，你去帮助他。
Weeping is not something bad and negative, but actually weeping is something that we do to them and help them so that we let them to Christ.
他告诉我一件事情。
She told me one thing.
他说他刚刚, 移民来到美国的时候,
When she first initially came to United States,
好多的需要。
When she initially immigrated to the United States, there's a lot of need.
需要人来帮助他经过。
She needs other people to help her to go through this difficulty. There was a lot of difficulty.
找房子的困难,
looking for a house.
有交通上的困难,
travel, how to travel.
有教孩子的困难,
how do I teach my children?
来到个陌生的国度,
and come to a strange and total strange land, and I have to face many different things.
他就曾经去找牧师。
She tried to go seek help from the pastor.
但是可是呢，你要找牧师是好困难的。
You know that finding a pastor is really difficulty.
我们以前呢，我以前的教会啊，好多年前，我的教会中信会了，你要找我了，要开四渡门才可以找到我。
And in the old days, and when I have a OCM and in Chinatown, in order to look for me, you had to open four doors to come to me.
因为那个时候 Chinatown 的治安不是很好。
And at that time, it's not safe in Chinatown. First, you had to go through the big door, front door. Front door is really difficult to go in. It's always locked.
上二楼又有一道门,
second door, and on the second floor, and the one on the second floor.
然后上到八楼又有一道门,
on the eighth floor, there's another door.
那你进到我的 office, 还有一道门,
and then come to my office, there's another door.
那你能够找到牧师不容易。
You have to find a pastor is really difficult. Was really difficult.
所以后来呢，我就觉得，哎呀，这个不行，这个一定要我们进到社区才可以。
So I thought this is not the way to do it. We had to go into the community.
不过那个时候，他告诉我，他找那个不是找我啊，是找一位牧师。
At that time, she said to me. At that time, she wasn't looking for me, but looking for another pastor.
请他希望牧师能够帮助他。
He looking for a pastor at that point, a pastor to try to help her.
但是好困难，没有办法找到。
But very difficult. She cannot find that pastor.
他就只有自己挣扎，自己来。
So that what can do is that she has to struggle by herself and travel that hard road by all by herself.
那过了段日子之后呢?
So all after a certain amount of time,
她好像都各方面都稳定下来了。
Everything seems to be settled down.
然后呢，那个时候就有牧师来找她，另外一个牧师啊，另外一个牧师来找她。
Then another pastor came and looking for her.
她就对那个牧师说。
And then she said to that pastor,
她说牧师啊, 我最需要的人没有人来找我。
When I most needed and nobody looking for me.
但现在我的需要都解决了。
But when my need is all resolved,
我不需要了,
I don't need at that moment.
就打发那个牧师走,
then he at the moment they send the pastor away.
不过感谢主后来这位姐妹了,最后还是信了耶稣。
But thanks God that this sister at the end of it still believe in accept
Christ. 不过他就把这个经验来告诉我。
So she told me about her experience.
庄稼就是人的需要。
Harvest is the other people's need.
你在他的需要的时候去帮助他认识神的救恩，这个就是耶稣所讲的收割庄稼。
When at their need, you go there and help them, and this is what Jesus Christ talked about is reaping a harvest.
所以耶稣说，庄稼熟了，发白了，要收割了。
So you can see that Jesus said, open your eye, look at the field, they are ripe for harvest.
因为那个时间是会过去的。
Because time will come and gone.
所以呢, 这个是这段圣经的那个收割庄稼的意思。
And this is one meaning of reaping the harvest.
它是耶稣是提醒我们要回应人的需要去收割庄稼。
So Jesus tell we remind us is to we respond to other people's needs so that we can reap the harvest.
不是看得见的那一种。
But not the one that we can see.
不是你可以收割之后可以去拿去卖的那一种。
And it's not that you can whip the harvest, you can use it, get the harvest and sell it out.
是人的需要。
It's other people's need.
然后呢，那个收，这里有一节圣经说了，收割庄稼，知需五谷到永生。
In here it's saying that. And now, the one who reaps the draw wages and harvests the crop for eternal life.
叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
So that the sower and the reaper may be glad together.
收割啦是可以很快乐的。
Reaping harvest can be a really happy occasion.
收割的东西可以放在窗里面,
well,
在窗户里面。
The harvest, when we reap a crop, we can put it into a storage.
好像今天我们在世界上，我们努力之后，都可以收割东西，收割好多益处，我们把钱放在银行里面。
Just like nowadays, we do a lot of hard work and labor and reap the harvest and put those benefit and result into our bank.
这个不是不好的，这个都是好的。
This is not that not good, this is all good.
不过呢，这里耶稣说， 收割这种人的需要，你去帮助他们，有三种的意外的收获是世界上所没有的。But
in here, Jesus mentioned something about reaping a harvest, and that is helping other people need. There's three surprise results that we can see.
有三种意外的收获。
Three surprise results.
我们按照神的吩咐，按照他的旨意。 去帮助那些有需要的人，把他们带到神面前。这个收获有三种，有三种的情况是觉得叫你很意外的。When
we fulfill other people's need and lead them to Christ, we find that we had three surprise outcome.
你再看，打开那个圣经，这个你就看到。
We open our bulletin, back bulletin, and those scripture verses.
有三种情况。
There's three conditions.
一种情况呢，就是知需，这个国语我讲的不正了，知需啊，saving啊，知需，一点第一。
First is the saving, is reaping of crops, saving this crop. In the Chinese connotation, they mean saving also.
第二个地方呢，就是永生。
The second is eternal life.
这个知需是放可以。 带到永生去的,
and this reaping of harvest it can carry on into eternal life.
然后呢是快乐，一同快乐。
And second is a happiness and gladness together.
今天呢，我特别跟大家就思想这三个方面。
Today we had to contemplate these three aspects of this scripture.
这三个意外的收获。
These three surprise harvest.
当我们按照神的旨意去帮助那些有需要的人，你会得到三个意外的收获。
If we help other people's need according to God's will, we will have three the different surprise harvest or outcome.
这是神的应许。
This is God's promise.
我们的收获可以知虚, 这个五谷,
When we harvest a crop, we can save it for eternal life.
好,三种快乐,三种的东西,意外收获,我先讲第一种。
Okay, three things, three surprise harvest and outcome. We'll talk about the first thing.
快乐,
happiness.
这里说叫三种的跟收割的一同快乐。
You say that the sower and the reaper will be glad together.
我不晓得当我,假如我要大家来形容一下, 什么是快乐,你怎么形容呢?
I may ask you, if I want to ask you how to describe a happiness, a gladness, how do you describe it?
你怎么形容快乐呢?
How do you describe this happiness?
那有些人会说中文啊,我不晓得怎么翻译啊。 快乐呢,就是当你满面春风的时候,你就快乐了。
Happiness in Chinese is one term saying that when your whole face is full of happiness, you are like facing the spring wind.
都是满面,都春风啊,都是表达出来的,
you can see a gladness in a face like a person win a lottery.
另外一个比较更难翻的啦。这个中文呢,有个叫喜上眉笑,就是说用眼眉,啊。 微笑,就是说你欢喜快乐的时候,你在这里都表现出来了。
Second way, this people say in Chinese way, they're saying that when you're happy, so happy, the eyebrow raise it up so high.
所以这种人所形容的快乐,都是用面部的表情,好像大家笑了,就是表情上出来,你们好快乐。
This is how we describe a person's happiness, you know, using the facial feature and then expression, facial expression, to tell them how happy they are.
那有另外一种情况呢? 怎么形容快乐呢?
So what's the second way to describe happiness?
快乐呢,就是你很满足,心里面很满足,有点深度了,在心里面。
It's not only on the face right now, a little bit deeper. It's talking about your heart had a little bit of that satisfaction.
这种快乐好啊, 在心里面的满足啊。
It's just that satisfaction in your heart.
常常笑也不是好事啊。
Always laughing and smiling is not a good thing.
心里面的满足才是好啊。
The satisfaction and in your heart is a lot more good, a lot more better.
看见孩子成长了,长大了,很懂事了。 心里面就很满足了。
And when you see like seeing a child, children growing up and know what is right and wrong, make a good decision, then your heart will be satisfied.
有时候我们男性做爸爸的，就算孩子给你买一个 iPad 回来了，你都不会笑，但你心里面很满足了。And
sometimes even if like a father, you know your son buy you an iPad, you may not smile in the face, but your heart is smiling. All the way to the bank.
假如做妈妈的，就口里面说不要那么浪费了，但心里面很满足了。Even
the mom say that don't waste so much money, but actually in the heart saying that oh I'm so happy about this.
快乐啊，这是快乐，满足就是快乐了。It's
a satisfaction in the heart. It's happiness.
有一种快乐是一种感觉。
And sometimes the happiness is a feeling.
一种感觉就是希望它不要跑掉的那种感觉。
And it's a feeling that don't want this feeling to leave.
希望它不要失去的，你找到那种东西，你希望它不要失去的，你那种就是快乐了。It's
like finding something is really good, and then you don't want to lose it.
是不是啊？ 有时候那种亲情啊。 你跟你的儿女坐在一起，有时候都没有讲什么，但是坐在一起就快乐了。Sometimes
it's like sitting with a child, your children, your son and daughter, just sitting there in that sense of feeling of satisfaction and closeness and happiness.
你心里面就希望这个时间就停在那里，不要过去，就停在那里就好了。And
then your feeling is that you rather time stop right there and not go on.
是不是啊？ 孩子有时候在香港、在中国来回来探访了，看你了，你就希望停在那，时间停在那里。Sometimes
like that, when your child's return from China and then come home visit you, you want time to stop right there to enjoy that moment with your child.
这是当你有些东西，你真的希望抓紧，不想它失去的，你在那个时间里面，你就有一种感觉上的快乐。
So when you think it's happening, and then in the time, in a, it is time, and then you want to grab hold that moment, and this is that satisfaction.
And
what other way to describe happiness? There's one happiness.
就是你回想起来, 你就快乐了。
And as is when you're doing a reflection, you think about that, that happiness. Do you feel like this is the most real happiness that you experience? But every time you think about it, reflect back to it, then you are happy.
多么好啊, 它不会失去的, 你想起来, 它就来了。
Is that when you think about it, it will come back to you, this happiness, and this happiness will not never leave you.
我也没有跟你们讲过有一个宣教士, 他年老了。
Did I mention that there's a pastor, a missionary who's getting at the age, older age?
他那个年老的时候什么都不能够做了。
So at the many senior time and old age, he cannot do anything.
很多时候你什么不能够做的时候，你就不能够快乐了。
So when you say you couldn't do anything, then you cannot be happy at that time.
所以连老人啊，好多时候都很愁苦的。
So a lot of time, elderly people when they get old is really having really sad, really sad.
不过这个年老的宣教士啦，他告诉我们呢，他说，当他年老的时候，他想到在年轻的时候一些的事情，回想的时候。
And this elder missionary and mentioned about when he reflect the past, what he did for God, and then he reflect what the old is happening, and then that bring him satisfaction and happiness. This is keep us a good reminder.
弟兄姐妹,
brother and sister, we will come to age.
每个人老的时候都会想当年的,
when we're aging, we will think about the past, what happened in the past years.
你要小心啊, 当你想当年的时候, 你可能是充满了愁苦, 充满了遗憾。
So in a, when you think, reflect about the past, we can have a feel of sadness, a feel with sorrow and regret.
但是当你想当年的时候，你心里面一想就快乐了，你就是最幸福的人。
When you can reflect the past, and then you bring you a happy feeling, then you are the blessed person.
那个宣教士想到什么呢？
What did the missionary thought about?
让他回味无穷了,
so that he can taste it again and again.
他想到有一段的时间,
he thought about one time.
他与几位志同道合的医生,
he with one time with a bunch of colleague who was a doctor.
去到落后的印度的地方来宣教。
He was a doctor and then bring have they all together went to a really run down a village in India. This is a missionary, medical missionary.
他常常都帮助那些眼睛啊，那个帮助他不要瞎掉，来救回一个眼睛。
He always is helping these children or adults who have an eye vision problem, help them to regain the sight.
有时候他可能要救回一个人的脚，脚不会被锯掉。
Sometimes they were helping a person's leg so that one person would not have
他说,
losing a one leg.
那时候好辛苦啊，因为没有设备的，没有东西。那个试手术的时候，那个有人拿着那个灯来帮他照明他来试手术的那一种。
At that time was really difficult. Sometimes they have to use a flashlight to in order to operate on the patient.
那时候好辛苦。
At that time was really difficult. He's not having operation in the hospital, but actually on the outside, outdoor. It was really difficult at that time.
但是他说，大时候我们几位的医生彼此讨论，一同祷告，一同努力，为了救回一个人的腿不会锯掉。
But at that time, we reflected that the one time they have to all pray together, all discuss together, and how to save a man's leg.
看到一个人复原了，能够走路了，能够看见了，他们就好快乐。
And when you see the person able to walk, able to see, he was really happy.
其实这种经验呢，我们现在在那个儿童村呢也经历过。
And this type of feeling, this type of happiness, we experience it in our children and children village in China.
我们曾经有一个女孩子啊，那个 X-ray 把她的那个背脊的骨啊，叫出来手是弯的，弯的。
In the orphanage, we help, and one child we know that the spine was have scoliosis.
假如了，他不给他医疗了，他就会压迫他的心啊、肺啊，将来就有很大的危险。
And if we don't give any medical care, he will soon will be having all the deformity and causing problem in the heart and the lung.
所以我们就帮助他，医好了他。
So we help her and help her with all the medical bill.
所以我们想每次想起那个女孩子。他可以挺起那个胸膛来生活的时候，我们都有喜乐了。
And whenever I reflecting back with, we can have this child so that she can stand up straight and walk straight. I'm so happy for those reflections.
所以这个宣教士就是这样，他说那几年里面好辛苦，但是好快乐。
And then this medical missionary doctors think this way, and then.During those years, we had so hard times, so much hard work, but yet they're so happy at that time.
当他年老的时候,
when he was old,
什么都不能够做了,
and nothing, he cannot do anything right now at that time.
他说他回想这个过去的时候, 停留在他的思想里面, 最久的就是在那几年的事情。
And throughout the time when he reflecting back,And the most time he spent in his four passes is all these couple years he spent in medical missionary, how he helped all these people.
这个就是这里所讲的快乐。
And this is what he talked about, this type of happiness.
这种快乐是到永生的，被化，这存留到永生的那种快乐。
And this kind of happiness is stored up for the eternal life.
因为那是按照神的旨意来付出的，来劳苦的那种的快乐。
But because it's according to God's will, we are willing to put ourselves up and labor for God.
不单到你年老的时候
，not only at this, when you are at old age.
到我们离开世界的时候
，and when we leave this world.
这里主耶稣说到永生。
And Jesus said that it is store up for the eternal life.
所以弟兄姐妹，记得在你这个有限的、短暂的年日里面，你可以积蓄一些的五谷、一些的收成，可以到永生的快乐，到永生的。
So you remember, brother and sister, for this short period of time on this earth, you can store up.Or harvest this crop for the eternal life.
我觉得我们真是要了解，要认识这个宝贵的一件事情。
So we can see and treasure this thought, this thinking.
最可怜的时候就是当你年老的时候，回想，全部是空白的，全部是悲哀的，全部是忧愁的，那就不好了。
So it's not good that when we think about it, when we're getting old and reflecting in the past years, all is filled with blank, all is filled with sorrow. It's not great at all.
所以呢，你在今天，你按照神的吩咐感动，你去帮助那些有需要的人，去收割这些需要，然后你有这个存到永恒的快乐。
So nowadays, when you help other people in their need, and during those times, you are harvesting crop for the eternal life.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这个我不是我讲的一个道理。
Brothers and sisters, it's not what I talk about. It's not come from me.
我不是在讲一个人生的道理。
This is not a philosophy of life.
这是个应许，主耶稣对门徒。当时的门徒对我们今天的人的一个应许。
This is a promise from Jesus to the disciple and to us.
我们付出了劳力，付出了心血，我们不是空空的，乃是有收获。
Whatever we labor, this is not in vain, but there is a harvest that is a result from our labor.
这里特别说一同快乐。
They didn't say that together, glad to be glad together.
我觉得我们教会啊，真的要好好来思想，我们一同来做一些，美好的事情， 做在人的需要身上的事情，我们的教会就能够一同喜乐了。
And we should learn in the church, we can all work together for other people's need, so that we can all together be glad together.
所以我们不要单单聚会，我们要去做事情，去收割庄稼。
Not only that we should just come to service and worship, but also we have to do things to that so that we can harvest this crop.
好，第二个地方。
Then second point.
知需saving.
Second thing is to talk about how do we save up this harvest.
我想啦，我们应该啊，一般来说啦，每个人都应该有 saving 的哈。
Well, I think that everybody should have some kind of saving.
每个人都应该有知需。都应该有的。
Everybody should have some kind of saving.
你在这个世界上，你经过了劳苦劳力，付个代价，你一定有收割的。
And throughout our life, we have all this labor and all the struggle. We have some kind of a saving or some kind of return back to us.
但是你不要以为这是必然的事情。
I don't think that this has to be a return.
在这个世界上，有好多人，他们是不能够有秩序的。
In this world, a lot of people could not have any saving at all.
可能你们没有见过，有没有见过？
I don't think you met anybody like that.
有些啊，没有 saving 的。
Some people have no saving.
好多学生啊，他们用好多时间，毕业之后还在还那个 credit card 的债务。
A lot of students who after finish their education, they still have to use their credit, pay their credit card or pay the education.
哇，我现在幸亏我不需要这样做哈。不过我看到好多年轻人啊，玩那个 credit card 啊，真是一个好大的压力啊。
And when I see that, I don't have to do it right now, but I see that all the young people have to repay their debt in a credit card. I think that is really a lot of pressure on them.
还那个credit card 是压力啊，还那个感情的那个债务啊，也是一种压力啊。是不是啊？
Paying up the credit card debt is one thing. Paying up the debt and concern about relationship, concerning your feeling, emotional debt, that's a different thing.
有些感情的债啊，要还的。
Emotional debt, it has to be returned.
有一些人呢，是还那个你做错事啊，做错了事所要还的，也是另外一种的。
And another debt that people had to pay is that when you did something wrong, the result of something wrong that you had to pay those debt.
你知道这附近有监牢吗？监狱吗？
You know that around here there's a lot of jail or detention.
有好多人啊，就在那个监狱里面还他行为不当，在做错事的那种债啊，债务啊。
A lot of them and who in the jail is all because of what they did wrong and that they harvest, they return the debt, what they did wrong.
所以呢，你今天还有些 saving 啊，你还可以储蓄，无论是人与人的关系，无论是金钱，无论是你做任何的事情，可以一直来继续下去的那些种祝福。
It is a blessing for us who have some kind of a saving, no matter it's material or be between interpersonal saving, that relationship saving is a blessing.
但是呢，你知道啊，我们在世界上的 saving 啊，积蓄啊，都有 expire.
But you know that in our lifetime, all our saving will have an expiration day.
你越多 saving, 你的 expire 的时候，你越可惜啊。
And then the more you're saving, when it comes expired, the more you feel sad about it.
今天有些商做生意的人呢，很聪明的，他有一种发明一种东西叫 point.
And today, nowadays, a lot of commercial businessmen and really smart about it, they invent something called points.
你的 credit card, 你用 credit card 有 point.
And every time you're using credit card, you had some point.
你去旅行，你买飞机票啊，有那个航这个里数的 point.
And we can use those points to travel, like buying airline ticket.
这个都是一种 saving 啊。
This is type of saving.
但是呢，要小心啊，它有 expire， 有 will expire 的。
But be careful, this point can expire in one day.
有时候太忙了，没有留心了，哎 ，expire 了，没有了，浪费掉了。
Sometimes you're so busy, you forget about using those points. By the time you notice it, it already expired already.
那世界上有好多东西都 expired.
So in this world, many things can have things can expire.
我发现呢，在我们家里好多这个药物啊，有好多吃的东西啊。
I find out that in my home, there's a lot of food or a lot of things, medicine that can already expire.
有时候拿来吃的时候，哎，expire.
And when I take it out, oh, I try to take it, but the day expiration day is already passed.
丢也不是，不丢也不是.
I don't know whether to dump it or not. I don't know what to save it, keep it or not.
但是这里呢，有一种东西，你只需到永生.
But in here, talk about something that you can save until eternal life.
你知道人都会 expire 的。
You know, even human can expire.
医生是不是啊？我们人死去了，那个人就是 expire.
When we're using that word, and when we talk about people who die, and people their patient expire.
我不晓得为什么叫 expire.
Well, I don't know why you call it saying expire.
而人死了就是 expire.
过期了，人死。所以呢，你要小心啊！我们这个人生是好宝贵的，不要。
单单只需那些会 expire 的东西。So
to be careful, and now nowadays, all of us is, don't save up stuff that will expire.
我们在这里主耶稣说，我们只需五谷到永生。In
Jesus saying, harvest a crop for eternal life.
不晓得大家里有没有为永生永恒有一些只需呢？
I don't know. So, did anyone of you saving anything for the eternal life?
我自己读到这里的时候，看到这两个字了，我有好大的感触感想。
When I read about this sentence, these verses, I had a lot of feeling emotion about this thing.
其实也是一种感恩。
It's a reflection. It's actually a thanksgiving reflection.
因为在我的人生里面，
but in my life.
不错呀，好的日子啦，都是流逝掉了，流过了。There's
a lot of days that's like pass away quickly.
就在那个没有办法掌握得到了。And
no way that you can get hold of it.
但是呢，确实有，也有不少的东西呢，确实能够留下来的。But
actually, I find a lot of things that I can really save up for eternal life.
这几十年呢，没有白白过去。
This couple of years, many years is not wasted in vain.
我现在我带了一些刊物来哈，请会送给大家哈。I
have some pamphlet we could pass on to every one of you. Talk about.
这里说35年脚身。And
it is say 35 years in Christian Herald.
我35岁的时候开始脚身的。And
when I start the Christian Herald is 35 years old.
那现在脚身也过了35年了。And
then Christian Herald had passed 35 years.
那大家就知道我多少岁数了。So
you know how old am I now?
那我感恩的地方就是走过了这些日子啦，现在脚身的有好多的恩惠。
What I thank God is God go through all this life, go through all this, and then see Christian Herald had a lot of different branch.
今年呢是脚生一个很特别的年份。今年，this
year is a really special year for the Christian Herald.
我们的费城的分会呢，十周年纪念刚刚过了，十周年。
The branch in Pennsylvania just passed its 10 years anniversary.
我们香港的分会呢是15周年。In
Hong Kong, they passed this is 15 years anniversary.
那英国的分会呢是20周年纪念。In
England, it is 20 years anniversary.
南加州的分会是25周年纪念。In
the South California, it's 25 years anniversary.
加拿大的分会也是25周年纪念。In
Canada, branch in Canada is 25 years anniversary.
总会，New York总会。 35周年纪念
And the main branch here in New York City is 35 years.
这是五年的啊，我们还要其他的分会。
We have other different branches also.
在澳洲有分会。
In Europe, we have other also.
那有人说了，这个脚身的工作啊是不会睡觉的。
And some people say that the work of Christian Herald would never sleep.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们在工作的时候，香港睡觉。Because
when we working, Hong Kong sleeping.
香港工作时候我们睡觉。
Hong Kong work when Hong Kong's the branch in Hong Kong.
我们英国也有。
And England is also,
澳洲也有,
Europe like that.
中国也有,
in China also.
所以我们什么时候都有人在做事。
So every time somebody will be working at that moment.
我们想到这些心里面就好安慰, 因为这是我的知识, 啊, 就是能够留下来的东西。
It keeps me comfort whenever I think about this.
就算有一天我expire了,
And one day I will expire, but yet I will left behind all this.
我还有留下了好多故事。
I also left behind a lot of story.
我可以告诉我的孙子，现在告诉儿子不听了，他大讲他了，告诉孙子。
I can tell this story to my grandkid. My son may not want to listen to it.
以前我跟儿子讲的，他们都听过了。我的故事他们都听过。
I told my story to my son already. They heard already.
将来我可以告诉我的孙子我的故事。And
then I can tell my grandkid about my story.
我可以告诉教会弟兄姐妹我的故事，好精彩的故事。
I can tell this exciting story that I had in the past with all the brothers and sisters.
这些都是可以留下来的东西。
This is all things that can be passed down.
我 expire 的时候，那个故事还在那里。Even when I
expire, those stories still there.
所以呢，这是一个恩典，一个祝福。This
is one of the blessing and then God's grace.
努力所留下来的，还可以留下来的。Use
your labor to save up. The stuff can be passed down, and then it can pass down to eternal life.
所以这个是弟兄姐妹也应该好好想想。
So, brother and sister, you have to think about this.
日子会一天一天过去。
Days will go like
但是我们做了些什么是可以留下来的呢？
Days will go, come and go so quickly, but what we had to do...
主耶稣说，有一种庄稼，就是人的需要，你按照那个需要去帮助他们。
And Jesus is saying that this type of way, type of harvest is this is people's need, and when you satisfy this need, and this is a harvest we save for eternal life.
每个人可能坐在我们身边的人，我们周围的人，他们的需要，就是我们帮他的一个机会。
And then everybody, whoever surrounds us, who sit next to us, their need is our way to save. The harvest to eternal life.
这些帮助都可以存留下来的。
And this is satisfy the need, helping them is can save for eternal life.
最后，我们用这些时间来讲讲那个永生。
And then we have found time to talk about eternal life.
这个圣经里面好多的圣经都讲到永生的。
In the Bible, we talk about eternal life many times.
保罗说：“我们的劳苦，主里面的劳苦，不会徒然的，啊，认为是存到永生。”Paul
said that what we do done and what we doing in Christ is not will not be in vain, but will carry on to eternal life.
那保罗特别说，在主里面的劳苦。And
Paul specifically saying that a work labor in Christ.
然后呢，约翰怎么说呢？And
then what did John say? 使徒约翰。 The disciple John.
他在启示录里面十四章
In Revelation chapter 14.
十三节啊
And chapter 14 verse.
他说了，我们这个人都会过去的。
He say all people will pass away.
但是我们的工作，我们工作的果效，却会随着我们。
But all the world will pass away, but what we have done will be continue to follow us.
这是约翰特别讲。
This is what John talk about.
工作的果效没有过去。
Whatever we've done in the past will not be passed away, but will carry on.
会随着我们。
Will continue following us.
所有美好的东西，有价值的东西， 除非它是永恒的， 否则没有价值。
All the stuff that have value, unless they have a value of eternity, for eternity, there's no value at all.
好像爱, 爱是好的, 很好的。
Just like love is good.
他要不改变的爱才是好啊。
It's only the love that will not change, that love will be great.
否则都是一种遗憾。
So that will be, if not, then will become a regret.
有没有听过一句话这样说, 以前在香港呢, 一个很流行的一个广告啊。
Do you ever heard of such a saying in Hong Kong, is in the advertisement?
假如你听过了，代表你年纪已经不小了。
If you heard it, that means that you pretty much advanced in age.
他说了，不在乎天长地久。
I don't care about for eternity.
只在乎曾经拥有。
I just care about what I can hold on right now.
不在乎天长地久。
I don't care about eternity, holding for eternity.
只在乎曾经拥有。
I just want to have it for a moment now.
好像很有道理啊。
When you hear it, sounds a really great philosophy.
所以这个广告啊，好卖的，好收的。
So this is advertisement is a big impact to that product.
但是你知道吗？这个不在乎天长地久，原因是他从来没有得到一个很宝贵的东西，让他希望他能够留到永远的东西。
The reason this is you have to think about this is.Will you never have received anything that can carry on eternity? That's why you say that.
因为从来没有一样东西值得他希望他留到永远的。
Because not one thing that person really want to held on until eternal life.
他才会说不在乎，是不是啊？
Therefore, the person will say, "I don't care about anything that lasts for eternity."
假如那个女朋友跟你说不在乎天长地久的话呢，你就不会娶她的了。
But if your wife, if your girlfriend say to you, "I don't care about eternal having with you with for eternity."
男朋友也是了。
So it's boyfriend.
不在乎天长地久，只在乎曾经拥有，那就算了。那不要结婚了。
If a boy or girlfriend say to you, "I don't care about for you with you eternity, just want to have this moment right now."
所以在广告才有的，真实的不会这样。
So it's only happened in a commercial, then really in reality would not happen.
因为有些东西有价值的东西，好的东西，你都希望它能够长期。
So something with value, something is great and good, you want it to last for eternity.
有没有试过照相的时候，你跟你的好朋友、你的老朋友照相的时候
？Do you ever notice that when you are old friends, you take a picture?
明明那个 iPhone 呢都可以传出去的，你的还要再照一次。
And you know that iPhone you can pass along and share and then airdrop to everybody.
为什么
？But you still want to take your own.
为什么
？Why?
因为你很珍贵它嘛。
Because you treasure that moment.
你怕你的朋友忘记传给你嘛。
Because you worry about your friends or will just forget to give it to you.
你不会，因为好珍贵，你不会 delete 它的。
Because it's so precious, you don't want to delete it.
你要放在 iCloud.
You want to go put in the iCloud.
因为这个是好宝贵的东西啊。
Because this is for you is we treasure.
你才会希望它存到永远啊。
So that you want this is last for eternity.
所以能够一直存到永远的东西是真的宝贵的东西。
So something that can last until eternity is really priceless.
我希望我们能够找到在人短暂的人生里面找到些宝贵的东西。
I hope that in your lifetime you will find something really priceless and valuable.
坐在人的身上
and do unto other people.
按照神的旨意
according to His will.
坐在人的身上
according to God's will.
那些都是可纪念的事
and this is something that can be last for eternity.
你知道这句圣经的前面是讲什么吗？
Do you know what this verse is? What to talk about before?
我抽了中间出来，你知道前边讲什么？
Do you know what to talk about in the
前面呢？就是门徒对耶稣说。
Then before you talk about what the disciples say to Jesus. Because the disciples worry about what Jesus is able to have anything to eat or not.
耶稣就对他说，我已经有东西吃了。
Jesus said that I already have something for me to feed me, already fed already.
耶稣的所指的东西就是按照神的旨意来做成他的工。这就是他的要吃的东西。
And what's the food for Jesus is that do the things according to God's will, and that's what is food for Jesus.
而这里主耶稣说收割庄稼的意思。
And in here, when you say reaping the harvest,
就是按照神的旨意做成他的工。
And according to God's will, accomplish the work He's assigned to us. This can be saved for eternity. It is something that we can bring a happiness when we reflect upon it. And something that we can all bring a gladness to all of us. And something that we can carry into eternal life.
最后一句,
the last one.
我们这个短暂的人生,
in our temporary short life,
原来是能够成就美好的
In a short and temporary way, we can accomplish things that we can last for eternity.
那是什么呢?
And what is that?
是按照神的旨意,
is according to God's will and accomplish His work.
我们一起低头祷告,
let's pray.
亲爱的主,
thank you, dear Heavenly Father, thank you.
不单给我们一个宝贵的救恩,
not only that you give us such a blessing, save salvation.
让我们可以出死入生,
we can go from death into life.
让我们在今天有丰盛的生命,
so today, nowadays, we have such abundant life.
主啊你也应许我们,
then Lord, you already promised to us.
我们遵循你的旨意,
we continue to follow your will,
做成你的工,
and do your work.
我们可以知虚五谷到永生,
and we can save the harvest until eternity.
而且是能够与弟兄姐妹一同快乐,
and then we can not only that we can have a happy gladness together with our brothers and sisters.
让我们在年老的时候,
so when we at the come to age,
我们想起来都会觉得快乐,
and when we reflect back and think about it, we will have a happiness in our heart.
当我们必须要离开世界的时候,
when we are about to leave our world, this world, and we will have no regret. We thank God that you give us such a salvation. We will ask you to listen to our prayer. Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.